The Chris Lynch Show. Call 0800 80 1080 now. Thanks to A1 Homes Christchurch. Building with New Zealand suppliers on News Talk ZB.
It is News Talk ZB. Well, you may have heard or seen around town very funny production on the way to Christchurch. It's called The Play That Goes Wrong. And that really is the truth. I've seen this production and everything that could go wrong in a play does go wrong. It's very, very funny. And the playwright and actor in this is Jonathan Sahu, who joins us now live from New York. Good morning and thanks for your time.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. Congratulations on your success.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Where did you and your colleagues get the idea to write something like this? Because I don't think it's been done before.
The idea, I'm really sorry, I couldn't quite hear what you said, and the line broke up.
Where did you get the idea for this kind of production?
Ah, fantastic, yeah. So we worked, well, Henry Lewis, who's the co-writer, he worked with a guy called Michael Green, who wrote these books called The Art of Course Acting, and they're all about how to be a terrible actor, and he wrote mini plays called Course Acting Plays, where silly little things go wrong here and there, and they were kind of tiny little miniature plays. And we thought, wouldn't it be fun to do something kind of based on that kind of work and expand on that? So that's kind of the starting point. But then as well, we all trained at the same drama school, and we did a lot of kind of the cock clowning, which is all kind of work that's all based on basically how you behave if you embarrass yourself horribly. So I think it's a mixture of those two things.
As an actor, is this because you've seen so many productions that appear to be just a bit too... what's the word I'm looking for? Anal, for want of a better word, that you felt like as an actor you need to branch out and do something completely offbeat, something completely different to what we see, either from a comedy point of view or a production point of view?
Yeah, I mean, I think that a real fun thing about the show is the element of surprise that it contains. I think people go in there knowing roughly what's going to happen because of the title, and they know that it's going to go wrong, but hopefully you never really see the joke coming. So, yeah, it's a nice original kind of anarchic take on a kind of classic form, which is a really fun thing to be part of. There's lots of jokes. I think the gag rate is incredibly high in the show, and the set as well keeps everyone on their toes, because the set is kind of a character in its own right, and it does so many different things. I don't want to give too much away, but the set is an integral part of the piece.
It is, and you're right about that. The gags and the slapstick motions is just fantastic. In fact, it kind of reminds me, I don't know if you're of the age of the Muppet Show from the 70s, where it was very slapstick, the humour was very clean, and it was just absolute nothing more than chaos, but it seemed to work.
Yeah, I've never said that before, but I get what you mean, yeah, absolutely. I'm a huge fan of silent comedy as well. So there's a lot of stuff from old silent comedies. I think the really fascinating thing of kind of Buster Keaton's work and Charlie Chaplin's work is that it started off in a theatre. It started off on music halls and vaudeville, and you'd have these crazy things with scenery falling down and people being thrown at walls and doing this very, very dangerous kind of stuff that would make the audience laugh, but it would also make the audience gasp. And then they transposed it onto camera. And they started making silent movies. So it's really fun to be part of a kind of movement bringing that work back onto a stage. I think that's a really fun thing to do. But like you said as well, it's nice that it is just a family-friendly thing that's clean, but there's just a huge amount of chaos, a huge amount of jokes every kind of 2 seconds, a new kind of original big funny sight gag or kind of a bit of wordplay. Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun, and I'm a big fan of the Muppets. It's always nice to be compared or thought of in the same
way. Well, there you go. Nothing wrong with being compared to the Muppets, that's for sure. I noticed in some of the funny bios of this production, it says huge respect to the actors who did such a brilliant job at being awful. But the truth of the matter is, the acting in this is actually quite superb, because not only as an actor are you trying to concentrate on getting your lines right, you've got to actually concentrate on making sure that you seriously don't get injured in this production, because there is a lot of slapstick that goes on. I guess it's almost art meets acrobats, Jonathan.
Totally. I mean, you've got to be rehearsed within an inch of your life, I think, to be able to do the show, because there's so many different things, you know, falling from up in the rig in the theatre and sliding across the stage. And there's a huge amount of kind of physical rough and tumble. We've had a couple of injuries doing the show. a couple of dislocated shoulders and broken toes and concussions and stuff like that. I definitely had a couple of concussions during the show. So you've got to be really on the ball to your feet. You've got to be really well prepared. But I think that really adds to the show, to be honest, because I think there is a sense of, I think comedy and a sense of danger are very closely linked. And I think, you know, it's nice that the audience are also on their toes, because I think they sense as well that these guys could get hurt out there. If they're not careful, or something actually went wrong, there's a real fine line that everyone's treading.
When you co-wrote this play, who did you have in mind in terms of its audience?
In terms of the audience, you know, I think when we first wrote it, I would love to say now that, you know, it's all part of some kind of grand plan and we thought about exactly who this show was for and all that kind of stuff. But I think ultimately we just really wanted to write something that made us laugh, that our friends could be, that we could all do together. I think I remember saying, let's try and write something that could be family friendly, that could be for lots of different people. But on the whole, we just wrote something that we thought was funny, and just hoped that other people would share that sense of humour and find it funny too.
Well, it's very funny, and you've won so many different international awards, and it's well deserved. We look forward to having you here in New Zealand. You're performing in Wellington, Auckland, and of course here in my hometown of Christchurch. Nice to speak with you, Jonathan. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Lovely to speak to you. All the very best.
All the best. That is playwright and actor Jonathan Sayre. The production is The Play That Goes Wrong. The Daily Telegraph describes it as genuinely hilarious, and they're not wrong there. Everything, that it's a masterpiece of malfunction is how the Times describes it, and they're not wrong. It is good. It is the play is coming to the Isaac Theatre Royal from the 3rd to the 8th of October. So make sure you book your tickets just by heading to the Isaac Theatre Royal website and get your tickets for this. This is very, very funny, actually. If you like some of the comedy theatre from the UK from the late 60s and 70s, you will certainly, certainly love this.